This is your DJ Ramsey. The show is Arabology, and I attempt to, take you on a musical journey through the Arabic-speaking world, all 20-plus Arabic-speaking countries, one would like, but certainly we are focusing on countries where there is such an amazing undercurrent and a subversive current of alternative music coming out by amazing young musicians, and we do throw in, of course, a classic here and there, just to please everybody. So I hope you'll be with me for, the next 45 minutes or so here on the Arabology Show. And if you would like to tweet, then first certainly feel free to use Twitter and send us a request or your thoughts at KZSUDJ. And that's our handle, of course, on Twitter. Certainly the Facebook page is up, and you could always look into that and request any songs, or look into the songs that we've been playing. That would be at facebook.com/Arabology. Did you know that last year nearly 1 million seabirds were killed by plastic trash? It's true. The trash you drop in the streets can end up in San Francisco Bay or the ocean, where it can kill wildlife such as seals, pelicans, and leopard sharks. Save the Bay reminds you to always stash your trash. To learn ways to prevent bay pollution, visit www.savesfbay.org. It is 6:14 p.m. here on KZSU. I'm glad you were able to join me this evening, and let's continue our whirlwind journey through the Arabic-speaking world via different cultures and languages as well. I'm about to launch you into the next musical adventure here on the Arabology Show. I'm glad you were able to be with me, and I hope you'll be joining me for the regular time slot that I'm in every Thursday from 4 until 6 p.m. here on KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM.
Right here, native son. That's right, check it out. It's not where you're from, it's where you're at. Where you from, it's where you at. Chuck D right here.
Our first impression of Damascus is one of surprise as we notice the modern appearance of the Saraya Square in the center of the city. But our opinion soon changes as we step a few paces away.
Mundo y así me siento yo por ti solo por for ti.
And this is how I feel for you.
No.
Reaction to cardamom strong fragrance, yet and still finds attraction. As proud fathers wait for a sweet daughter's face, I'm asking if my brute's heart and language are here. How am I supposed to make myself any more clear? Is clarification necessary with love so dear? So much so that there was no fear. How many damascene bracelets were sold for this poetry here? Apologizing of the will, I'm wondering if my little siblings can hear. My parts been scattered cross coasts for years. Land is on horizons, floating sad at eyes above the coast.
Triste de este mundo, y así me siento yo, por ti, solo por ti.
And this is how I feel for you.
No.
Demonic ghosts, I battle garbage rapping pros and rapid flows that's apropos until no waters open to them.
That's for sure.
Identity of Erebus resembling a window, though. Is there no Festivus for the rest of his history books can show? What will remain of poetry's originality if so? Many a brown nose and liar gets to have complete control. How we gon' ever write a verse to split with kill? Still approach, I bore the burden. I'm a words upon my back until I grieve. What shall remain of poetry when it is finally relieved? The saddest thing in this world, my lady, is knowing that we were meant to be from the very start.
La cosa más triste de este mundo, y así me siento yo, por ti, solo por ti.
And this is how I feel for you.
No.
مشغولين بيتك يا نشوى بيرد الروح.
يومي عند العصر ومش درياني انت يا نجوى يومي تجمع رزقاتا ومن ميلي تروى عحلمي
لو هواء بحر حيفا أحضر له نسيم بحر يافا يلطف برد زنزانته وحرها يلطف برد زنزانته وحرها
The amazing voice of Reem Benna, and from her album Al-Rawa'i', the greatest hits, that is, we heard a song called Ya Karmi Larruh, that's Wind of Carmel. Hope you enjoyed that. Before that, we heard a song by Amr Diab, Egyptian singer, of course, that we talked about earlier in the show. The song was called Yawm Mat Abilna, and that was also taken from his album Benedik Ta'ala. Before that, the unmistakable voice of May Nasser, and from her album Lil Ghali, we heard a song called Baytik Ya Najwa. Baytik Ya Najwa means your home, O Najwa. Najwa was, of course, a very popular first name for a girl in the Arabic-speaking world. Before that, we heard a very, very interesting tune, and it was by none other than Omar Ofendam, Syrian-American hip-hop artist extraordinaire. Extraordinaire from his album Syriana Americana. We heard the first track on that CD. It was called Damascus, and I love the way he used some of the old BBC recordings, I believe, of a very Orientalist visit to Damascus, Syria, and intertwined it with a beautiful poem by Nizar Qabbani that was dedicated to Dimashq. Dimashq, of course, is the Arabic way of saying Damascus, with, I think, all our thoughts here for a peaceful outcome and a peaceful resolution to the violence going on in that city and in that country. We pray for a better tomorrow, certainly here on the Arabology Show with your DJ Ramsey, coming to you this Thursday and every Thursday, right here on KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM. We are streaming live at kzsulive.stanford.edu. And we began the set today, this last set, with Blitz the Ambassador and a track called The Oracle that was taken from an album called Native Son. I hope that you will stay with me for the next, 20 minutes or so here on the Arabology Show, because at 6:55, as you may well know, we have women's basketball at Oregon State with Sam Fisher, and that will be coming up at 6:55 p.m. here on KZSU 90.1 FM. In the meantime, we've got plenty of goodies to keep you going and hopefully keep your ears entertained. I wanted to use this quick opportunity to thank my two special guests today on the Arabology Show, and that would be Sean Dobson, of course, who flew in right from the airport to our studio and gave us his take on, Arabic music in general from a very different perspective, as well as his, newfound devoutness to the one and only Lebanese diva Fairuz. And so thanks to him, and of course my very special thanks, shukran and merci beaucoup, to Alex Farhat. What doesn't Alex do? She's, an amazing Stanford student here studying Arabic. She's on the cheerleading team. She is a joy to have in the studio, where she spoke English, Arabic, and French. So hopefully you enjoyed that. Since 1985, Project Open Hand has been providing home-delivered meals, groceries, and nutrition counseling to people living with AIDS and serious illnesses in San Francisco and Alameda County. Their slogan is Meals with Love, and they invite you to become a member of the Project Open Hand family by volunteering or supporting their efforts. To find out more, visit www.openhand.org. That's www.openhand.org. This is your DJ Ramsey with the Arabology Show coming to you my show ends at 6 p.m., but today we are ending at 6:55, so I'm glad that you were able to stay with me for the extended version of my show. We're about to go to a very, very popular artist whose name is Rashid Taha really is one of those very, very, I would say well-known artists both in the East and the West. He was born in Algeria, and he moved to France at a young age. He represents in many ways sort of Moroccan and Algerian youth that are growing up in France today, and sort of are grappling with issues relating to identity, to religion, to Islam, to East meets West relations. As a very fluent, of course, French speaker, he continues to record in Arabic, and from his album Let's see, from his album Rock El Kasba, the best of, we are going to listen to actually a song that is going to be kind of a kick for everybody out there, and that is the Rock El Kasba song. Does it sound familiar? Anybody heard of The Clash? Well, here is the Arabic version of Rock the Kasba, and it is, of course, called Rock El Kasba.
Rock the Casbah. يا زهرة في خيالي رعيتها في فؤادي يا زهرة في خيالي رعيتها في فؤادي جنت عليها الليالي وأثبلتها الأيادي وشغلتها العيون فمات سحر الجفون يا غرامي كل شيء ضاع مني فنزعت الحب من قلبي وروحي يا غرامي كل شيء
لو يشرب مي من فرد جراح
That was Amal Murqus and a song called Hilm. Hilm means dream. And before that, we heard Darin Hamze, a song called Ya Zahratan Fi Khayali. That was actually an old classic that Darin Hamze has remixed. That is on the Beirut Hotel soundtrack, if you're interested. Before that, Natasha Atlas and a song called Kida. And we began the set with Rashid Taha's version of Rocking the Kasbah, and it was called Rock El Kasbah. I'm so glad that you were able to join me today for my extended hour here of the Arabology show. This is DJ Ramsey, and I'll be with you this Thursday and every Thursday from 4 until 6 p.m. Thank you for tuning in, and please stay tuned for women's basketball at Oregon State with Sam Fisher. That's coming up in a few seconds here on KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM. Thank you for joining me, everybody. Merci beaucoup. Thank you, and see you next week. DJ Ramsey and the show Arabology.